comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
It always works better if you have all the computers working. Hi, folks, and welcome to the Kevin Smith Show. Whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this beautiful planet we call Earth, thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. I'm here because you have a right to know. I'm here because you matter. Quick reminder, this Saturday is the Alternative Universe Eye Conference. It is the final Alternative Universe Eye Conference. So we're pretty much down to buy your tickets now or forever hold your peace. It's over after this. And what a way to go out. It is packed with great speakers. And I've been on the telephone with all but one of them today. And so they're excited. They're ready to go. I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic. So the ticket sales end in the morning. This is Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. In the morning, the ticket sales will close. If you haven't purchased your ticket, you don't have much more time to procrastinate. And actually, you know, you don't have time to procrastinate. You're too busy. So just go ahead and click that giant link on my website at kevinsmithshow.com. And it says Alternative Universe Eye Conference. Just click that and buy your ticket. Don't panic if you should get your ticket automatically in your email. Don't panic if you don't, because we're going to do another emailing specifically to the ticket holders tomorrow. We've done two already. We'll do another one tomorrow to make sure everybody gets their ticket. Okay, now I want to tell you something about tonight's show. We had, last night was Open Line Live, but in the first part of it, we talked about this guy down in Florida that everybody all over the world has been talking about that attacked another man, was eating his face, and subsequently was killed by the police. And there was an article that came out yesterday that said he had no bath salts or any other kind of drugs in his system except marijuana. And so there was nothing in his system that could account for this bizarre and horrific behavior. And so we talked about that early in the show, and we brought Dr. Rebecca Carley on the show. Dr. Rebecca Carley is an MD. She's been talking about this sort of thing now for a while. And so we had her on the show. I had such response in email that I called her this afternoon and asked her if she would be willing to come on again tonight. She will be on a little bit later in the show tonight, and you will have an additional opportunity to talk with her. We are going to talk about this because of some of the email that I received, and on the other side of the break that's coming up, I'm going to tell you a little bit about that email and why we're covering this in more depth tonight. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And as I promised, I want to tell you about some of the email, just a couple of emails that were very, very similar. I'm kind of conglomerate them together and give you the gist of it. after we did that show. I got a lot of email. Got lots of email response to the show last night. And I went looking for additional information and came up with a lot of additional information. I think you're going to find very, very compelling. But the email sort of said, you know, look, we know that you said if we think you're a conspiracy theorist, don't bother sending an email, which is not what I said. I said, go ahead and send it. I won't reply to it. So they sent it. They think I'm a conspiracy theorist and so forth because I was willing to talk about this on the show. This is serious. This is serious. There has been an outbreak of this cannibalism around the world. The K-Files has already gone out this week because we have the conference this weekend. I went ahead and sent the K-Files out early. And there is a link in there to a story that is, it'll turn your stomach. And there's a picture in there that will just, it's unbelievable. But a guy in China killed 20 people. They wouldn't report that he cannibalized them, but the picture and the real story got out. And there's a picture, he's got body parts hanging on a rod, a stick, hanging out in the sun to dry. And then we had this guy over in Florida that was eating a guy's face. And, you know, well, I've been through all that. There's no need to go through it again. We're having outbreaks of this very bizarre and horrific behavior, and apparently around the world. Well, last night, Dr. Rebecca Carley was with me, and she'll be with me again later in the show tonight. She mentioned a vaccine that for rabies that has been developed, and it is a hybrid of vaccine for rabies, or it's a hybrid of rabies and a pox virus. She called it, I think it's pronounced Rabirol, VRG, V-RG. I did some more research on that today, and here's what I can tell you. First, I want you to know why it's not a conspiracy theory. It's not a conspiracy theory because everything I'm going to tell you is public. And just because you didn't know it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. It's all public. Most of what I'm going to tell you tonight comes right straight from the USDA government website and from the website or web pages done by the manufacturer of that Rabirol V-RG. Not everything comes from there. But a lot of it does. Most of it comes from there. And those who are watching the show tonight, you will see the links on your screen where you can go find this yourself. This is absolutely astounding. But if it's out in the open, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's out there. This is open public information. And just because you didn't know it doesn't mean it was a secret. And it doesn't mean that it's not real. One person wrote to me and said, I've never heard anything like that before, and was very critical of the show. Now, 99% of what we got in the email was very enthusiastically positive about the show, but one was pretty critical and said, I've just never heard of anything like that before. That goes against everything I've ever heard. Well, okay, you need to hear some new things then. You haven't heard the right things yet. But you will tonight. The second thing I want to tell you is that there is nothing that I'm going to say to you tonight that should cause panic. Concern, yes. Nothing should cause you to panic. We don't want to fall into that genre of hyping things up and making things sound worse than they are. They're bad enough, just if you know the facts, which you will know tonight. So that's where we're coming from on this. I want you to be informed. You know, this cannibalism thing certainly falls into the realm of the strange and unexplained. And by the way, did you know that the CDC produced a comic book? I'm not kidding. They spent your money and produced a comic book on the zombie apocalypse. Well, they're not zombies. These people are not zombies. Zombies are the undead. These people are alive and seem to have this frenzied, uncontrollable desire to eat human flesh. Okay. Pretty frightening, but there's no reason for you to panic. I can tell you that it is concerning. Very high concern. If you go on the web and you start looking at the various blogs and articles about this situation, you're going to run across one that has a response. Read all the responses, you know, where people put their comments. And there's one with a response from Dr. Patricia M. Jordan, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine. Now, you may be saying, well, why do we need to be concerned with what a veterinarian says? Well, because most of this stuff, most of these weaponized viruses, come from viruses that are in the animal kingdom, like rabies, and they are genetically engineered to jump from animals to humans. So Dr. Patricia M. Jordan wrote this response. I'm going to read it to you, and we'll comment a little bit as we go along, and I'm then going to move to the USDA stuff and the Merrill stuff. That's the manufacturer. She says in response, here is someone writing on the topic again. However, they are incorrect and obviously unaware as to what has already been accomplished in labs with genetic engineering, as well as what they are working on just south of the border from Arizona, where a new species of jumping rabies hybrid has been developed in Mexico, where they're making a bird flu, are you listening? They are making a bird flu vaccine, combining a chimera of rabies in influenza virus. From the live rabies chimera, oral bait, a genetically engineered virus has been introduced by a drug company selling genetically engineered recombinant DNA technology in the way of vaccines to our veterinary facilities. So what is she telling you? She's telling you that this new hybrid rabies has been introduced to veterinary facilities by a drug company selling vaccines. The facts are the release of a genetically engineered rabies live virus chimera linked with a pox virus has reverted to virulence in some cases. Individuals, humans, have come down with the pox lesions. Luckily, or planned, a drug from a drug company developing biological warfare products was able to treat the pox disease that was picked up from humans handling these live rabies chimera baits. Now, what is she talking about with baits? Well, you're going to find that out. You're going to see in just a few minutes. These are the same infective baits seeded into urban neighborhoods the day before Halloween on the Cape, where children out trick-or-treating could very easily have been infected. The public had absolutely no pre-warning the baits were coming on Halloween Eve. This is Dr. Patricia Jordan writing this. She says, I looked into the reports, and the plan to seed the environment was actually for 2 weeks later. So why was this done the night before Halloween, endangering the children? These genetically engineered rabies baits were thrown out of airplanes here in the U.S. starting in 1995. Well, I found today where they said it actually began in the late 1980s when the USDA allowed this to take place without any gene impact studies or environmental impact studies. The fact that we now have this new rabies hybrid that came out of Arizona or the Grand Canyon area and is spreading, where's the responsibility in this new rabies? All right, now, I'm going to pause, and I am going now to put a disclaimer on the screen, and I'm going to read it for those of you who are listening. Here it is. We know rabies virus has been weaponized because the government issued grants to the WISTAR Institute to develop a vaccine against the weaponized, aerosolized hybrid rabies virus. That also, by the way, was in the K-Files. The mention of people, companies, and products in this show does not indicate that they are the source of or related to the outbreak of cannibalism in the USA or elsewhere around the world, or have connections to any possible conspiracy to purposely cause infection of any human or humans. So when we mention someone here tonight, or we mention a product here tonight, I'm not saying that these people or that these companies or that these agencies are in any kind of conspiracy. I've already told you. It can't be a conspiracy if it's all out in the open public literature. A conspiracy is by its very nature secret. This is not a secret. This is out in the public. Now, she mentions, Dr. Jordan mentions, Hillary Kaprowski. I thought that was a woman because the name was Hillary, but it isn't, and it's not spelled the same. Hillary Kaprowski is a very, very prominent medical scientist. Born in Warsaw, Poland, immigrated to New York after World War II, he is the one who developed the first oral vaccine for polio. Dr. Jordan names him as the person who teased out a strain of rabies from nature with a 98% lethality. In other words, this guy teased out from nature a strain of rabies that is 98% effective in killing what it infects. He is the chair of the Department of Radiation Oncology at Christiana Hospital in Delaware. And, by the way, he's 95 years of age. Which has nothing to do with the story, of course. I just think that's pretty cool. Okay, now, she mentions him, and here's what she says. Hillary Kaprowski teased out the silver-haired bat rabies with 98% lethality from nature. For what purpose did he do this? Okay, and that's about all that she says I think that is all. Let me check. But I think that's all that she says about Kaprowski, is that he did that. Now, she makes no accusations toward him. She just asks the question, so why did he do that? I mean, what benefit to humanity is there in having this strain of rabies now that's 98% effective in killing humans? She goes on to say, other labs have worked on weaponizing rabies virus by making it aerosolized. Why would they do such a thing? The number of animals walking out of the woods following a live rabies bait drop questions the intelligence of using this system as a way to control rabies in the first place. The fact that many wild animals in Ontario were found to be infected with the oral rabies strain from the baits means rabies is in this rabies is indeed infective. So I'm going to skip down, and let me just say that on their website, on one of their fact pages, the manufacturer of this Raviral V-RG vaccine, and that's what she's apparently talking about here. On one of their fact pages, it says that only one gene of rabies, of the rabies virus, is used in this vaccination. Only one gene. And it is therefore not infective. Now, she is saying that the fact that many wild animals in Ontario were found to be infected with the oral rabies strain from the baits means that the rabies is indeed infective. That's a simple thing. I mean, if these wild animals that had rabies were found to be infected with that strain, then that vaccine is infective. That's what she's saying. Looks like the big whoops is out of the bag, just as releasing the genetically engineered, genetically modified crops. There's no putting this back. There is increasing amounts of rabies species jumping, and all matter now of wildlife rabies never before reported. And an increasing number of no-bite rabies in humans. Humans with rabies who haven't been bitten. The AVMA, that would be the American Veterinary Medical Association, the CDC, and the Colorado State Veterinary Society are now on public record admitting to the species jumping rabies hybrid being out there. The CDC has had to come out with new directives on performing rabies autopsies for morgues. You know why? Because there was a guy who died either in Kentucky or Illinois, and the morgue refused to do an autopsy on him because he died, they suspected, of rabies, but without any history of a bite. And they said, we're not touching that. So the CDC had to come out with new directives on performing rabies autopsies for morgues. The U.S. recently gave China the gene series for the rabies virus. That's a little curious. All right, we'll be back right after this.
And you're listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Welcome back to The Kevin Smith Show, and I am quoting from this response that Dr. Patricia Jordan wrote to an article or blog on the internet. She says, the U.S. recently gave to China the gene series for the rabies virus, this rabies virus that we're talking about, this hybridized virus. Isn't it interesting? And we have this story now of this guy that killed and cut up and feasted on 20 people. She continues, Homeland Security, FBI, CIA, has recently put out warnings for us to be on the lookout for basement terrorists that would be genetically engineering a rabies virus as a weapon of biological warfare. Yet, the UK, India, China, but more than any other, the United States of America, have been working on rabies research and biological warfare. Why is this? I think it is important to know who the real terrorists are. What is their agenda? So says Dr. Jordan. She goes on, this is a long response, and I want to get to the USDA stuff, but she says that if the H3N2 influenza, this is bird flu, was mixed with this 98% lethal silver-haired bat rabies that Hillary Kaprowski has teased out of nature, it would the way it would infect you is it travels up the fibroblasts and has only one motoneuron to cross from the nasal cavity up into the brain, the oculomotor neuron. For this to gain access to the central nervous system, where neutralizing rabies antibody cannot penetrate. It's lethal. This means 98% lethality of the human race. And, she says, this is not an improbability. Professionals, she says, are being neutralized for speaking their truths and asking important questions, like Dr. Andrew Wakefield, about the pathology that follows the measles combination vaccines. Isn't it our right as medical professionals and scientists to be asking the questions and pointing out pathology? Our freedom to speech may be our last hope. This could be our last stand against what otherwise will be our fate. Now, that's pretty serious stuff. So when I read that, I wanted to see just how much of that can be backed up with other sources. And the sources are on the other side of the fence from Dr. Jordan. The sources would be, say, the USDA. That's the U.S. Drug Administration. Now, if you go to their website and go to their wild animal program, their wildlife program, on that page is this statement. That page talks about this so-called vaccine. It is a vaccine. But it's the same thing that she's been talking about, that Dr. Jordan's been talking about. And the statement, one statement on that page says, as the number of vaccinated animals in the population increases, they act as a buffer to stop the spread of the disease to other wildlife, domestic animals, and people. So that's their goal, and that's a noble goal. To stop the spread of rabies to domestic animals and people and other wildlife. And so that's the justification behind their program. That's what they say. Okay, so how serious are they about this? Well, the ORV, this is also on that same page, and it says the ORV baits are distributed by air. ORV is oral rabies vaccination. So the oral rabies vaccination bait is distributed by air and ground personnel. This is on the USDA site. Fixed-wing aircraft are the most effective means for distributing large numbers of the ORV baits. Hand baiting is important for reaching urban areas where there may be safety risks associated with distributing baits by air, and, watch this, to reduce the possibility of people and domestic animals coming into contact with the baits. If these baits, if this oral rabies vaccination, Rabirol, if this has only one gene in it and therefore is not infectious to the animals and not infectious to humans, why is there a concern about the possibility of people and domestic animals coming into contact with it. Don't you find that interesting? So they put it out by hand in urban areas. So perhaps a yard near you, who knows? They put it out. Now these oral baits, what they are is it's just a little packet about the size of a matchbox, and it has in it the vaccination, and it's coated with fish meal to attract wild animals, but it can also attract domestic animals, of course. And then when the animal, thinking it's food, bites into it, they get the vaccination. My question again is, on one of their fact pages, it says that there's no danger, that there's only one gene of the rabies virus in there, and it's not infectious, no problem, it's not dangerous. If that's true, then why is there on the USDA website, why is there this statement that hand baiting is important for reaching urban areas where there may be safety risk associated with distributing baits by air, and to reduce the possibility of people and domestic animals coming into contact with the baits? Okay, see, in an urban area, I can understand why they would say there's this possible safety risk of distributing these by air, because these are little packets. They don't spray this. These are little packets, and they drop them out of the airplanes. Well, I mean, you know, in an urban area, you got people out driving and people out in their yard and people walking up and down the streets, and, you know, a packet being dropped from several thousand feet above, even if it's just the size of a little matchbox, could be very painful, and if it hit you just right, I guess it could be fatal if it smacked you in the head just right. So I understand that safety risk of dropping these over an urban area. But they said as a result of that, they used hand baiting in urban areas because of those safety risks and to reduce the possibility of people and domestic animals coming into contact with the bait. Why? Why should they care if it is harmless? I find that curious, don't you? On the USDA website, they even have a photo gallery in which they show us one of their airplanes in flight. This is one of the airplanes used to distribute by air these Rabirol VRG packets, this bait that has this vaccination in it. And this is right on their website. And, you know, if you go over there and take a look at it, you'll see other pictures. You'll see pictures of them loading the airplane. You'll see pictures with all, you know, bunches of this stuff. You'll see pictures of inside the airplane and how they drop it. You see all kinds of documentation for this program. This is not a conspiracy, certainly not anything secret. Now, I'm using the word conspiracy in its most common usage, and that is that a conspiracy is something you know, I know, and we keep it a secret, a plan of action that we keep secret. They're not keeping this secret. They're publishing it. And right there on the USDA website, it says, in the United States, more than 12 million doses of Rabirol VRG vaccine are used each year. More than 12 million. Since the first use of Rabirol VRG in the late 1980s, more than 100 million doses have been distributed around the world. We're from the government. We're here to help you. Now, if we take them at their word about what the goal of all of this was and perhaps still is, they say, as the number of vaccinated animals in the population increases, they act as a buffer to stop the spread of the disease to other wildlife, domestic animals, and people. So if we take them at their word that this is their goal, then that's a noble goal. That's a good thing, to stop the spread of rabies to domestic animals, other wildlife, and to people. In achieving this goal, they have a hybridized rabies virus. It's hybridized with a pox virus and probably some other stuff I don't know about. We'll ask Dr. Carley about that when we bring her on after this next break. But, you know, if that is, in fact, the goal of this project, and it's been going on since the early 1980s, it's a noble goal. But if they've got it all hybridized like that, and if they just have that one gene, is it possible? I'm only asking. I don't know. I'm not a medical doctor. But is it possible that this rabies one gene, while itself may not be infectious to the animal, maybe that's true, I don't know. Is it possible that it is enough for a new strain of rabies to develop and jump species from the animals to the people? Is that possible? It's a little suspicious to me that in their mission statement there, they're concerned about people coming into contact with this Rabirol VRG bait. They're concerned about people coming into contact with it. Why? You see, rabies, as we know rabies, as we have known rabies all down through history, could only be communicated to a human if a human were bitten by an animal that was infected with rabies. It was an animal virus. And the only way for a human to get it was for the animal to bite the human. So why would you be concerned about people coming into contact with this vaccine? We're going to step away, and we'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Carley. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Joining me now is Dr. Rebecca Carley. You met her last night. And for those of you who are just now tuning in, I cannot recap everything for you. But I have looked into this Rabirol V-RG rabies vaccine today. By the way, it can only be used. For those of you who cringed when I said we're from the government and we're here to help you, this vaccine can only be used by government entities, either county, state, or federal. So it is government. It's government that's using it. And in looking into this, I found where the manufacturer says, well, we only use one gene of the rabies virus, and so therefore it's not infectious. But I also found where the USDA, on their website, in talking about using this vaccine, says that the number of vaccinated animals in population, as the number increases, they act as a buffer to stop the spread of disease to other wildlife, domestic animals, and people. And then on that same page, they say the ORV, that's the oral rabies virus baits, vaccine baits, are distributed by air and ground personnel. Fixed-wing aircraft are the most effective means for distributing large numbers of the ORV baits. Hand baiting is important for reaching urban areas where there may be safety risk associated with distributing baits by air, and to reduce the possibility of people and domestic animals coming into contact with the baits. Well, if it's not infectious, why are they concerned about that? I think that's a huge, huge question. I also have made the point of saying, while this may be something you haven't heard of, it's right out there in the public. I got that right off of their website. So it's not, in the classical sense, a conspiracy. It's just something they're doing, and they're telling you what they're doing. It's on their website. And they're telling you how they do it. But there are little clues in there. The manufacturer of this vaccine says it's not infectious. Don't worry about it. The USDA says, well, we use hand baiting in urban areas. And part of the reason is concern to make sure that we reduce the possibility of people coming into contact with it. Why is that a concern if it's not infectious? Dr. Carley, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're delighted to have you back.
Thank you very much. And I refer to the situation as notice of grace. They're telling us what they're doing. And to anybody that has logic, you're going to ask yourself, why would they be dropping live rabies virus on the population? It is insane. They can say that it's only got one protein or one antigen. They can say whatever they want to say. But their own information says that this is a live rabies bait. So therefore, it's live rabies.
Okay, now, last night, and the reason that this show is looking at it is because we look at the strange and unexplained. Other shows look at this for other reasons. I'm looking at it because of the strange and unexplained. And what's strange and unexplained that drew us into this information is this outbreak of cannibalism. At first, the information being put out was that, well, these people are using bath salts. It's a derivative, it's a synthetic drug. And it can have that effect on people. And then yesterday, as you know, the post-mortem report came out on Rudy Eugene, the one who attacked the guy in Florida and ate his face and ended up being killed by the police, the guy that Rudy Eugene did. Well, the report came out that said, you know what? He didn't have any bath salts in his system. He didn't have anything in his system except some marijuana. There's nothing that can account for his behavior in his system. That drew me into this almost immediately, because now we've got something truly strange, truly unexplained. What's causing these people to go nuts and eat people? So here's my question for you. Let me state it kind of like the devil's advocate and then get your response on it. These cannibal attacks, there's not necessarily a link between that and these hybrid rabies viri, is there?
No, because they haven't told us if they checked for rabies. They have not reported whether there was rabies in this person or any of the other person's systems that have cannibalized.
Okay, do you think there's a link?
There's no question in my mind.
All right, now
the only
why?
The thing that I know of that causes cannibalism is rabies. That's the only thing. As a matter of fact, in the CDC social media preparedness 101 zombie apocalypse, written by my medical school classmate, Ali Khan, in 2011, he actually mentions rabies as one of the possible sources of a zombie apocalypse.
Okay, so in your mind, there's no question whatsoever about a linkage between these cannibal attacks and rabies.
No question.
And rabies, in its natural form, out there in nature, while humans can get it, it's hard for humans to get it. They basically have to be bitten by an animal that's got it, right?
Correct.
So now we're seeing an increase, according to Dr. Patricia Jordan, we're seeing an increase in rabies cases in humans where there was no bite. So that would have to mean they got it because it was aerosolized. I find it interesting, too, Patricia Jordan, who is a doctor of veterinary medicine, makes the case. She says, the U.S. recently gave to China the gene series for the rabies virus. Okay, and now we've got a guy in China who was arrested because he killed 20 people and cannibalized them. She says, Homeland Security, FBI, and CIA have recently put out warnings for us to be on the lookout for basement terrorists that would be genetically engineering a rabies virus as a weapon of biological warfare. Yet the UK, India, China, but more than any other, the United States of America, have been working on rabies research and biological warfare. And yeah, she says,
I'm sure we have lots of people in this country with labs in their basement weaponizing rabies. Give me a break. Yeah.
So, whenever I say that, if I were to say that it is my suspicion, or it is my conviction, or it is my belief, that this hybridized rabies virus, which you think is causing these cannibalism outbreaks, came from the U.S. government, what would you say about that? Would you say I'm wrong? Would you say I'm crazy? Would you say there's no way? What would you say about that?
I would say there's no other possible explanation. And you yourself, in your research, found this amazing document involving a grant given to a investigator from the Wistar Institute, where they've been paid over $500,000 to create an aerosol rabies, quote-unquote, vaccine against weaponized rabies. And the only way you can create a vaccine against something which is actually giving you the disease, by the way, is if you create the monster to begin with. And we have history.
All right, we have to step away for break. We will be back right after this, folks, so don't go away. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and those of you joining us just now in this second hour, welcome aboard. We're delighted you're here. Honest to God, you've missed a universe. But we're glad you're here, and my sympathy to you for whatever it is that kept you away for the first hour. We're talking now with Dr. Rebecca Carley, who very graciously at the last minute agreed to be with us again tonight. And I, by the way, I do appreciate that. So, Dr. Carley, as we went away, I had asked the question, what would your response be if I were to say, well, I suspect that the source of this hybridized, aerosolized rabies is the government? And you said, absolutely, that there can be no other possibility. And just as we went to break, you said something else. You said you can't develop a vaccine against something unless you already have, you can't develop a vaccine against a virus that doesn't exist. So if I were to give a grant, if I were the government and I gave a grant to a researcher to develop a vaccine against quadrupedal magistratus virus, couldn't be done because that virus doesn't exist. So it has to exist in order for a vaccination to be developed, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So that means, now you referred to a grant that was given to the Wistar Institute, $432,413, given to them by the National Science Foundation to develop a vaccine against weaponized, aerosolized rabies. That means
exactly.
It exists.
Exactly. And I would just like to also inject reality into the conversation that when they say they are vaccinating people or pets against something, in reality, they are inoculating you with the virus.
Right.
They are giving you the virus directly into your bloodstream or up your nose or however they deliver it. Inoculations are giving you the disease, and this is how the pandemics are created. And what I was saying before the break is that people need to go to pbs.org, order the DVD, Secrets of the Dead, Killer Flu. In this DVD, they actually tell you that the mad scientists, including a man by the name of Jeffrey Toffenberger of the Army Institute of Pathology, went to Alaska, dug up dead bodies of people that died of what they called the 1918 flu, which was actually a mutant virus that occurred because of various inoculations they gave to soldiers in World War I. But what Jeffrey Toffenberger says at 32 minutes 48 seconds into this DVD, and I quote, "If we can shed light on why the 1918 virus was so lethal and understand the genetic basis, that info can be applied to the emergence of new influenza strains." So basically what he's saying is that they're making new strains. And that was right before the pandemic flu came on the horizon.
One of the things that I've read about this hybrid rabies virus is it's a mixture of rabies and influenza, because influenza is already aerosolized. That's the way you get flu. Someone sneezes, and a minute later you walk through the cloud. That's the way you get it. And if it's carrying this rabies gene, then you get this rabies gene up your nose.
Yeah.
And according to Dr. Patricia M. Jordan, DVM, let me see if I can find it. I don't have it right in front of me, but she described it goes up your nose. It only has a very easy transit from there into the central nervous system, And here we go. Here's what she describes. It travels up the fibroblasts and has only one motoneuron to cross from the nasal cavity up into the brain, the oculomotor neuron, for this to gain access to the central nervous system where a neutralizing rabies antibody cannot penetrate. And she said this means 98% lethality of the human race.
And as people are infected with the aerosolized version, that will give them an excuse to start a vaccine program, and that will spread it further.
Population reduction, is it not?
Obviously.
Okay, so let me ask you as a doctor to explain to me then, if this aerosolized virus is out there, assuming it is, why are we not seeing more people with these cannibalistic behaviors?
Because as I actually learned in medical school, it's much more efficient to transmit a virus when it's injected into your bloodstream. You know, people's immune systems have different capabilities of fighting infection. For the aerosolized version to be transmitted and cause an infection, you have to be in a significant concentration of that aerosol to become infected. I suspect that these initial cannibals were actually inoculated.
You think?
That doesn't mean they haven't aerosolized it, but it's the inoculation process that will make it much more efficient in its transmission. And in fact, I refer you to a 2010 article by National Geographic entitled Zombie Virus Possible via Rabies Flu Hybrid.
I've read that.
And actually reported this in National Geographic in 2010.
Yeah, I've read that. Okay, now we had a lot of people that wanted to talk with you last night, and we just didn't have time, because, you know, you graciously gave us as much time as you could, but you had another radio show that you had to be interviewed on, and, I got a lot of email, and, people wanted to talk with you, they wanted to ask you questions, and, I want to give everyone the opportunity to do that tonight. So we're going to go ahead and open up the telephone lines. The telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. If you have a question or if you have a comment for Dr. Rebecca Carley, that's the number to call. You have the opportunity to speak directly to her right now. So give us a call. If you're not in the USA and you're not in Canada, you may use an additional option we have, because we know that making an international long-distance call can be expensive. So what you can do is you can go to my website, scroll down, and then you'll see the picture about tonight's show, and right above the picture is something called Flash Message. But you must be outside the USA, outside of Canada. If you're in the USA or Canada, give us a call. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hello, Brent.
Hi, Kevin. Rebecca, I'm going to make a comment, and I'm going to ask you to ask you to comment on it.
Okay.
The genetic people who are messing with the genes don't know word one of what they're doing, because the genes work not in isolation but in combinations. In other words, they might say it's just one gene, but it can interact with several others and it can create havoc.
Yes.
I'll take your response off of here.
Well, the only thing I would disagree with what you said is that I would say they know exactly what they're doing. They've been playing around with ways to cause chaos in our health for years. One of the many sources of information I have in my library is a book called The Biology of Aggression, published by NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, in 1981. And they have been finding ways to both suppress aggression, in other words, the protective aspects of people, especially in regards to harming of their children and things of that nature, and also to cause aggression. And one of the things discussed in that book is rabies. So they're doing all kinds of things to manipulate our very DNA. In fact, the injection of viruses and the tissue cultures on which they're grown do cause alterations of our DNA. There are so many layers to this, I could spend days explaining it. But the bottom line is, what we have to face is that we are paying for our own destruction. There are so many agencies. There are 1,300 biowarfare laboratories just in the United States. There is something called the Special Virus Cancer Program. I have thousands of pages of documents from this program, started back in the time of Nixon, where they've been making virus cause cancer. The list is endless.
All right, let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Dr. Carly. This is Victoria from Washington. And I had hoped to speak to you last night, but I didn't get through. I was wondering if you knew or had any information where they are putting contagions in allergy shots. I had a series of allergy shots because I had severe allergies in the area that I live in, and I had 2 years of three allergy shots a week. And I made inquiries as to what was in them and, you know, what preservatives were, because I knew they were messing with flu vaccines and that. But do you know anything about allergy shots and that type of thing?
Well, first of all, allergies are caused by vaccines in the first place. Vaccines corrupt the immune system. And if you go to my website, drcarly.com, my paper, Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, describes how that corruption of the immune system occurs. But imagine the insanity of allergy shots. You are allergic to something, they're taking the very thing you're allergic to, and they're injecting that into you. The whole idea is insane. And that's just the antigens themselves. That does not encompass the preservatives and the rest of the witch's brew. So, first of all, you can't believe the package insert to begin with. They can put whatever they want to into any product. Unless you make it yourself, you don't know what's in it. So allergy shots is the absolute ever even consider for somebody with allergies, because it's only going to make the process worse. They're going to give you more allergies, in other words.
Well, I think I've been poisoned with some kind of neurotoxin, because ever since I've had those, my health has just degenerated so badly that I have this nerve damage, blood vessel damage, muscle damage, and I'm thinking I'm going crippled and going blind.
Yes. Well, the good news is I have developed a protocol using natural therapies to reverse all these diseases, which is why I've been targeted by the medical mafia. But you can go to my website and contact me and, you know, discuss getting a consult to learn how to reverse these things. That's why I do what I do, because I went to medical school because I wanted to help people, and my profession has been so corrupted they are creating disease and causing further damage with the drugs that they give, which cure nothing but have side effects.
I thank you very much, and I'll let someone else call in. Thank you, Dr. Carly. Bye.
Okay, spread the word. Vaccines are bad.
Okay, thanks for the call, Victoria. 623-444-5889. That is the number to call if you wish to speak with Dr. Carley. Also, don't forget, if you're outside the USA and outside of Canada, you can participate in the show by calling us or by using the flash message option. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Tony from Denver.
Hello, Tony.
Dr. Carley, in your opinion, do forced vaccinations have any connection with December 21st and the end of the world? Does someone want less people on Earth?
Well, it's not my opinion. I've read the Georgia Guidestones. In Georgia, they say that they want to decrease the population by, 90%. Agenda 21 of the UN, the same thing. So, whatever's going to happen on December 21st, I'm hoping it's going to be apocalypse for the psychopaths. But there's no question that this is a very important year, and that they're really stepping up their agenda to kill off as many people as they can. As a matter of fact, the fact that the Supreme Court said Obamacare is constitutional, what I would encourage people to ask themselves is, how can you be forced to get insurance if all you do is natural therapy? I have not had insurance for 15 years. I would never take a drug. And so I will, pay the tax or whatever, the fine. I will not commit myself to health care because the insurance companies are going to be mandating that people get vaccines, mammograms, which cause breast cancer, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the elephant in the room on Obamacare, that it doesn't cover anything that actually works.
So yeah, you bring up Obamacare. I was wondering if maybe that'll cover treatment done by Jerry Wills. And then, Kevin, I understand the government is good at making comic books about zombies. Do you think that government-run Obamacare will help the zombie apocalypse or make it worse?
Well, you're not going to like my answer, probably, but my answer is I don't think it's going to matter who the president is. The program will continue. It would not matter who gets elected president. They all come from the same factory.
Now, if you get bit by someone with weaponized rabies, but you don't die, should this kind of person be considered to be infected with rabies, this weaponized rabies?
Well, I would encourage you, I try to give people the solutions as well. There has never been any virus that colloidal silver does not kill. So if I was anybody listening, I would be basically guzzling colloidal silver. You can get a generator and make your own for pennies a day. Colloidal silver will protect you. But obviously, if your neighbors all get infected and they, come to your house, you're going to need some of that zombie ammunition.
Yeah, Kevin, if bath salts are the cause of zombies, it makes you think and wonder if the people that see UFOs are really told they saw swamp gas. Is it kind of a connection there between bath salts and swamp gas?
Well, maybe, I don't know, but I mean, we now know the bath salts didn't do this.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just a made-up story, cover story.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call, Kevin.
All right, thanks for the call. We have a flash message from Neville in Australia. And caller, if you'll just hold just a moment, we're going to take this flash message. He says, Australia is so far rabies free due to stringent quarantine processes on animals entering the country. If this virus can be carried by humans, what's to stop these humans delivering this via the airlines, bypassing regular customs quarantine? Also, could the significant concentration of population that you mentioned, Dr. Carley, needed to spread the aerosol version, could it be the London Olympics?
Well, that's a very big possibility. What I'm here to tell the people is that the biggest danger is going to be when they announce they have a vaccine for this quote-unquote zombie situation, which is actually cannibalism due to rabies. That's where the real danger comes in. When they start to mandate people get vaccinated with the virus that they've already created, that's when the real pandemic gets started. And yes, they can infiltrate the country in any ways, although we know that the psychopaths that run the world, they're all interconnected with each other. So Australia may be clean for now, but they can introduce it at any time, in any manner that they wish to, so that they can scare the people into lining up for vaccine.
All right, to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jerome.
Hi. Dr. Carey, when was the last time you were licensed to practice medicine?
2003, they took away my license because of a public access TV show I did exposing the cover-up of child sexual abuse, and they wanted me to undergo psychiatric treatment. And at that time, I told them they can have their license, and I'm a teacher now. What does that have to do with anything?
I agree. A caller ago, Victoria, she called last night, and she mentioned that her doctor considered her a difficult patient. I forget the exact term that Victoria used, but it seemed like she was listed, and the doctor would no longer take care of her. Did you ever, is there such a list that you know about that doctors, you know, subscribe to her?
Well, basically, this is most obvious in the field of pediatrics, because more and more you have to understand, licensing is a control mechanism. The way they keep doctors under their control is by licensing them. I've had at least 25 doctors come to me for help for themselves or their families from various diseases, wanting to learn natural therapies for themselves, but they never use it for their own patients. Pediatricians now are actually refusing to see people in their offices unless they agree to be inoculated with disease. And more parents are now doing their own research and realizing this is an extremely dangerous practice. And so my goal is to cause the death of medicine. You don't need to go to a doctor. If you learn about health yourself, if you learn what toxins to avoid, eating good food, drinking clean water, etc., you will not get a disease. And especially if you don't allow them to stick a needle in your arm. That is the most important message people need to hear.
The military, they have needles stuck in them all the time.
Yes.
Jerome and Dr. Carley, we have a break that's just about to take over, so I'm going to ask both of you to hold up for just a moment. And Jerome, I want you to remember right where you are. The military, they get used for pin cushions and get inoculated with stuff all the time. So we'll pick up there on the other side of the break. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley this evening, and we're talking about the possibility of this cannibalism being a virus. All right, we'll be back right after this.
Kevin Smith Show, and my IQ jumped 20 points.
And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We have Jerome on telephone with us, and Jerome, you were about to ask Dr. Carley a question.
Yes. Our U.S. soldiers, military, they're walking pin cushions. If you personally were in charge of the head honcho, not the president, but the person who controls everything, why would you harm your security force?
So that they cannot come back home and tell us what's actually going on in these fake wars. There are more soldiers dying from vaccines than are dying from gunfire. They're using them as experimental guinea pigs.
So you're saying that they don't really care, they're just guinea pigs?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, you mentioned
they don't want them to come back from Afghanistan and tell people that they're actually there to guard the poppy, etc., etc. They don't want them to come home and tell people what's really going on. That's why they killed Pat Tillman. They are hiding what's going on by killing off the soldiers with their quote-unquote medical treatment. And if they don't get them when they're in the service, they get them in the veterans' hospitals.
You mentioned that, have you had your life threatened?
Yeah, I've had attempts on my life a few times, yes.
Have any attempts been made on it?
Yes.
Okay, you know, it seems to me that if somebody wanted you dead, they could kill you. Just like me, if somebody wanted me dead, I'm nobody special. There's, you know what I mean? If there's some type of organization, I'm sure they could do me in. Why do you think you haven't been done in?
Because apparently I have a job to do, and there's some kind of divine protection. I'm sure eventually they will. And I have no fear, and the way I look at it is I will go on vacation. They've taken everything I have. They've taken my only child. He's been satanically ritually abused for 10 years. I'm at the point where I don't care anymore. But until my last breath, I will continue to tell the truth.
I'm very sorry to hear about your child, because I know, you know, we all value our family members over our own self. I'm really sorry to hear that. Oh, I know what I meant to ask you. The microbiologists, they're dying off. Do you know anything about that?
Yes. Well, unfortunately, when you sell your soul for cash and you work for these agencies and you do things that are actually contributing to the very extinction of humanity, you basically get yourself in a position where they totally control you. And some of those people actually see the big picture and realize what they're involved with, and they want to get out. But by that time, they've had either a drug pump implanted in them, or whatever the case may be, they've actually been, you know, put in a position where they can be killed. And so if they speak out, they are killed. And there are, you know, sites on the internet, I've lost track of how many hundreds of these scientists have been killed because they eventually decided they could not do what they're doing, and they tried to enlighten others, and so they were taken out.
Well, Kevin always warns the minions of the powers that be that their days are numbered. So maybe they will start to realize that and turn on their employers.
Well, unfortunately, psychopaths don't have a conscience. I am convinced that the only thing that's going to stop this is if the people rise up and say no in huge numbers. That's what needs to happen, a critical mass. Once you've actually started to do your own homework, and I always tell people, don't believe anything I say. Check it out for yourself, because we've been lied to about everything. Once you realize they are killing you, your children, the planet, the food, the water, they are destroying everything, and you're paying for it. Once you realize that, you have no choice but to say, I'm not going to stand for this anymore. And, of course, we have all of our distractions, television, you know, the movies, you name it. They have many ways to keep us looking over there. But once you actually realize that we are at a point in history now where the extinction of humanity is at hand, if you have a conscience and a backbone, you will do what you need to do. And that's what has to happen.
All right, Jerome, I have to move along, but thank you so much. Excellent questions. You know, I say very often here on the show, Dr. Carley, the single most powerful weapon, the single most powerful word in human speech is no. It is the one thing that every person that's part of the so-called powers that be in every country It's the one thing that terrifies them, and that is that the people under them just say no.
Exactly. It's so simple.
It is. There is a price to pay at the beginning for those who kind of are the front bumper of saying no, but once there is critical mass who say no, it's no. And that's, and anybody that doubts that, go back and see Milosevic. Go back and see Ceausescu. Their own people took them out. Okay, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Steve from Georgia.
Hello, Steve.
And Dr. Carley, let me say again that that my wife Lori and I are deeply attached to your work. We love what you do. We appreciate what you've gone through, especially with your son. I've watched Lori go through a similar situation with her two sons. They too are victims of mind control ops, and she has lost them. You know, they're sort of alive and out there, but much in the same way that your son is also out there. And, you know, because she is a mother, you know, the biological connection is, you know, men can't fathom it, but women do. Now, moving away from that, let me just say that, you know, here I am outside of the main gate of Fort Benning, Georgia, and I'd like to say that the 3rd Ranger Battalion has been issued by the Army's Training and Doctrine Command a manual on how to deal with the zombie apocalypse. You know, they have uh-huh. that in their arsenal. You know, the 3rd Ranger Battalion is based in Fort Benning, and they have a doctrine on how to deal with the zombie apocalypse that's coming. We know they're not the undead, but we also know that what they carry is highly contagious, that the victims will be very aggressive and so on. And I find that entire scenario incredibly tragic, mostly for the reason that if we look around us, we know that the result of all this is we are being trained to not trust one another as human beings. You know, those of us who live on the street, those of us who live in houses, in neighborhoods, who live in cities or towns, we look around us, and now we're going to start wondering, is this person or that person infected with this virus? And it's a very real concern. And we should be concentrating on the powers that be that are victimizing us, and instead I'm afraid the masses are going to be focusing on one another and the threat that's going to come from their fellow man. And it's another example of divide and conquer. You know, keep yes. people turning against one another so that they don't notice who the real villain is. Do you see this also, Dr. Carley?
Yes, that MO is one of their major ways of operating. And what amazes me, but I already know the answer, is why the military is so brain dead that they don't start asking themselves hard questions like, where is this coming from? Is because of the mind control, the vaccine damage, the drugs that they're given as well. But yes, there's no question that that is their plan. And so we just need to educate others and let them know what's really going on. That is the only way we're going to stop this.
And I'd also like to add this, Dr. Carley. You know, I, too, am a 20-year veteran of the Army. I mean, I did a career in the Army. I was a combat medic, and now I'm a nurse, and, you know, I'm busy out there. But, you know, I've since I've gotten out of the Army, I've let my hair grow long. It's down kind of the middle of my back and so on. And what I've learned is that this latest generation of GIs, these gung-ho young guys out there, they refer to us as hippies. You know, they have dehumanized us. And they look around at the civilian sector as a target-rich environment. And we aren't real living human beings anymore. We are objects with a label, and that label is hippies.
Well, we are targets. And I realized long ago there's two types of people that go into the military. There are psychopaths who love to kill, and there are people who actually believe they're serving their country because they don't know what's really going on. Those are the soldiers that get post-traumatic stress disorder, by the way. Those are the ones who actually have a problem when they come back and they realize they did the wrong thing and they have post-traumatic stress disorder. And isn't it interesting that they are the ones that are put on psychiatric drugs and told that they have to give up all their arms? But in fact, we have lots of psychopaths in the military. And one of the ways that they, you know, heighten that need for them to kill is by the whole video game thing. Now we have the drones. They don't even look at us as human beings. We're no different than the people in Iraq and Afghanistan and other countries that they're just dropping bombs on, you know, by video games. It's the same thing. So, yes, unfortunately, that's the situation that we have. And once the military come back in big numbers, we're going to have a problem.
Okay.
They're going to become police, and they're going to do the same thing.
Steve, I want to thank you. We do have to move on, but thank you for the call. Interesting points. We have just a couple of minutes, a minute and a half or so before we go to break. So if you have a call, a comment, a question for Dr. Carley, give us a call, 623-444-5889. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Rusty from Michigan.
Hello, Rusty.
Carly.
Hello.
Hello. Do you think there are some doctors out there who are actually victims of all this stuff going on too, or are all doctors aware of what they're doing to the people?
No, the lower level doctors are mind controlled robots. In medical school, you know, with sleep deprivation, nutritional deprivation, and just total propaganda, they have no clue. It's the upper level that are psychopaths, just like in all organizations. A lot of the doctors, you know, see, one of the problems we have is that they believe how smart they are. They believe that they know more than most people. And so how could they have been hoodwinked? And so they actually, you know, refuse to believe they've been brainwashed. And they will fight to the death, you know, their vaccine protocols or whatever, because they just can't conceive that they could have been lied to and believed it. That's one of the problems.
Okay. And don't you think that...
Okay, we have a break taking over, so Rusty, hang on. We'll get the rest of that question when we come back. And we will be back, ladies and gentlemen, right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're on Final Approach. We only have a few minutes left in tonight's show. On the telephone with us from Michigan is Rusty, and we had to cut you off in mid-speech there, Rusty. So go ahead with your question for Dr. Carley.
All righty. Well, because doctors seem to be a big part of, you know, the problem, because, you know, those are the ones most everyone goes to tell about their aches and pains and that sort of thing. Is there some kind of huge movement to wake the doctors up? It seems like they would have to be one of the forefront, you know, of people to wake up first.
No. The doctors, they cannot be woken up because they're totally controlled by the medical mafia, which includes the licensing boards, the AMA, etc. People have to take personal responsibility, learn how to keep themselves healthy, how to reverse their own disease. That's one thing that I teach people how to do. It's like asking us to, you know, get the criminals in the District of Criminals, the politicians, to actually protect us. These are people that have already sold out. So why would we go to the psychopaths? It's like the fox, you know, it's like the chickens going to the fox to ask us for help. It's not going to happen. This has to be done on a person-to-person basis. That's the only hope that I see.
Alrighty. Thank you. I'll let someone else call her. Thanks.
All right, thanks. We do have time for one more phone call, I think. Maybe two. We'll see. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Brett from Georgia.
Hello, Brett.
How you doing, Kevin?
Doing good.
Okay, I have a question. My wife is, she'll be 40 next month, and about 3 years ago, she was diagnosed with lupus, so they say. She's been to several specialists, and they're just kind of giving her the runaround. And I'm wondering if that has anything to do with, you know, what your guest is talking about.
Okay, well, let's find out.
Yes, lupus, of all the autoimmune diseases, lupus is actually at the top of the food chain. Because lupus is where you become allergic to your own DNA. And it's caused by vaccines, and it can be reversed. And you can contact me off the air, and I will tell you how I can consult. But one thing I want to stress to everybody listening is no matter what your diagnosis is, when the white coats give you a prescription for any drug, that you put that into a search engine, hyphen side effects, read the side effects that the medical mafia admits to. If you do that, you will never take any drug. Because in almost all cases, one of the side effects is the very thing that they're giving you the drug for. So the drugs always make the problem worse. And that's what people have to get through their heads. Even though it's covered by insurance, it's going to make you sicker, and eventually you will die from their quote-unquote treatment.
Right. One of the drugs that she was prescribed is called Plaquenil, and I believe it's used to treat malaria also.
I don't care what it's used to treat. Check out the side effects. I mean, that's the best advice that I can give you, to check out and see what the side effects are. They can give these drugs for anything. It doesn't matter. They're poison. They're giving
right.
you poison.
Right, because she's not getting any better. She's getting worse, and every time they try a different medication on her, it seems it has worse side effects. So,
get out of that whole, you know, process. Get away from the medical mafia. They will keep on treating her until she's dead. And that was one of the hardest things for me to realize. Imagine. My dream was to become a medical doctor. I'm from a very poor family. For me to get into medical school was a miracle. Nobody made any phone calls, okay? I did it myself. And then to see what was going on, that's what I call my ultimate dark night of the soul. When I had to realize to the extent that my profession had been corrupted. And that's why I took it upon myself as my goal to cause the death of medicine. Because just like every area of our life, everything has been turned around 180 degrees. Doctors are killing people, you know, judges and lawyers are protecting the guilty and persecuting the innocent, you know, the list goes on and on. And this is the world in which we live, and we have to face it, and we have to stand up and say we're not going to take it anymore. And I'm so glad, Kevin, that you mentioned the most important word, no. No, we're not going to take it anymore, period. Watch and see what happens, people, when you start saying no. It's going to be amazing.
Yes, it
and
will.
And I heard you mention colloidal silver earlier.
Yes, yes.
Okay, would that be something that would benefit her?
Well, colloidal silver will not reverse her lupus. It will not get rid of the viruses that have been injected into her bloodstream. Because those viruses have now corrupted her DNA. And the only way I know to deal with that is with homeopathy. But colloidal silver will protect you from everything they're spraying on us, everything that the vaccinees are sneezing and coughing on us. You know, that's what it'll protect us from. And we need all the protection we can get.
You're right about that. Well, thank you all very much, and have a good evening.
All right, Brett. Thank you. All right, we'll have to let that be our final phone call for this evening because we are just about out of time. I do want to say, for all of you who tuned in after the show began and after I made the additional disclaimer, you need to understand that everything that is said on the Kevin Smith Show, the people who say it are the ones responsible for it. And do not necessarily reflect the views. It does not necessarily reflect my views or the views of the show. However, I have said my views on this show tonight. And so I am responsible for those. And Dr. Carly responsible for hers. And those of you who called responsible for yours.
And if I could, Kevin, I just want to quickly say, because of what the medical mafia has done to me, I do not practice medicine. I do not give medical advice. I just tell people what I would do if I was they. That's my disclaimer.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And tell us again your web address.
I have two websites, drcarley.com and Reversing Vaccine Induced, I-N-D-U-C-E-D, diseases.com. I do consults for people. I have clients all over the world. I teach you how to reverse your diseases with natural therapy. And that's something that people have to realize, is that there are solutions for everything. But you are not going to find any solution if you go to a white coat that is covered by insurance. And that system has been set up intentionally.
Okay, well, I appreciate you being with us, and if you will, stay on the phone with me for just a moment as I bring this in for a close, because I do want to chat with you for a couple of minutes after the show.
Okay.
Thank you again for being with us, and there you go, ladies and gentlemen, that's Dr. Rebecca Carley. As I said at the top of the show, there's not anything that we did here tonight and that we discussed here tonight they should cause you to panic. You know, when you panic, you can't take the right actions that you need to take. If you think that standing up and saying no to, as Dr. Carley says, the medical mafia, if you think that that's the path you should go, then you follow your path. If you think that's not the path you should go, then you follow what path you think you should go. But there is nothing here to panic about, because there's not anything that we've talked about that cannot be turned around. If you think it needs to be turned around, it can be turned around. Ultimately, the people in every country get what they want. Ultimately, they do. Sometimes it takes a while, but ultimately, the people win. Something that powers don't like. All right. It is time for me to say, my friends call me Steel Eye, my enemies do too. You can call me whatever you'd like to call me, just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long everybody.